some aspects of here to deal with here, to the qualifications, and the Mishnah doesn't apply. I'm going to try to deal with those to some extent, but we'll be casting our net some more widely and deal with some of the elements which has to do partly with Sakhir, but even more so with Alakas of Migir and various possible qualifications with regard to Migir, what's effective, what's not effective, and why. Mishnah speaks without qualification. Alakas of Sakhir, case over to Sakhir, etc., etc. The Gemara has several qualifications. The Miri listed the Siriyadim. What is the distinction between Bizman and Shalai Bizmanoi? So Bizmanoi is because then Balbais is told the Perlov, or because then we don't have a Chazokia that he certainly would have paid. Shalai Bizmanoi's Chazokia would have been more of a Tolim and everyone a Sigzel. So that's one distinction in the Gemara. Second, if the discussion, the issue between them is with regard to Piroin, then that's Alok of Sakhir. That's the scenario which is described in Mishneh. But if they deal with the Tzitze, what was to have been salary, then doesn't apply. This too can be variously explained. The Gemara itself speaks more of Tzitze Mikhatri Rinchi. Here the Torah Bepele doesn't apply that much. She remembers how much she agreed to pay. Or that even if it's not a question of how much better he remembers what the Tzitze was, but the whole issue of Sakhir comes within the context of the connotation of the Yidem Praiticha. That would have to be Tzitze Mishnah doesn't apply. Here, if the Balabas is regarded as a Shema, so if he's a Shema with regard to with the Cheskes Chiyuv, where the Shema is not Piroin, so it's the Cheskes Chiyuv, which is the last time, and then Praiticha, so basically he's Chayev, going to taste it with Ramban, of course it's different. But Tzitze, for that, any day in Praticha doesn't apply because what's an issue is not he which you know is obtained and then the question was realized, was implemented. You have a suffix without the additional incremental sum which is the subject of the debate whether that you can describe that altogether. And here the Chor, we don't need to say if they agree that he owes him $100,000, that was the salary promised. Perl claims that the salary was 200. The fact that he owes 100, if he doesn't say that he paid, doesn't mean there's no additional 100, which is a separate issue, separate than Taylor. That's the second issue. And the third is, are they Edim or not? Now, these qualifications differ in character. Let's not get confused between them. The question of Tzitze, these are part of the fundamental ground rules of the Takot of Sakhir. Takot of Sakhir was in these circumstances, not other circumstances. And that's part of the basic structure. Be'edim Shalei Be'edim, L'chura, we'll see that when we get to the Gemara later on. L'chura is not part of the fundamental halacha of the Takot of Sakhir as such, but it's grounded in an extraneous factor which happens to intrude into the world of Sakhir, and the fact of Migah. That's on the face of it. We'll see that we got this question of Master Shainim as to how to regard. Alright, these qualifications appear in the Gemara because spread out in different places. The Vice of Ismail Shalom and later on, but Tzitzis were earlier on, and the Amiga is somewhere in the middle over here. We suggested looking first, but we're rounding out what's more local, and then we'll go back to quite a sugya of bigger resources that relate to it. Okay, so let's say, I'm a Avin Babi Shokri Val Shmuel. The people have been off the top. What about So it's the question over here, is whether they should be shvu all together. Chatchilah Gemara says that min yishba, the assumption that there has to be shvu. And Gemara asks, here seems to be a question whether they should shvu all together. But prior to that, the Gemara apparently assumed it's possible to be no shvuah at all. And this reverberates through the rest of the sugya subsequently. And of course, the question arises amongst the Shoinim, and we ourselves have to ask if this is a problem, the problem of Ksitza, how much he agreed to pay him. It's not going to be the tribunal no shvur. So Rabbi Yassiluman, and why is this very bit of Kirichi? The simple reason why Shabbat Rabbi Yassiluman, namely, why is Shabbat Rabbi Yassiluman? It's an ordinary case of Erev Mitzvahs. If they argue about how much he owed him. Or the case of Erev Mitzvahs. Seir Lushenim, there are basically two primary pshatim. One, which is certainly very much of a chidush, is that of the Balamoy. What does the Balamoy say? Hold on, what's wrong with it? See, it does. Rabbi is tremendous chidush. Rabbi says, my thought, the halacha of Erev Mitzvahs doesn't apply to schiras. That was the Avinah. The Baskoni said, of course, that's not the case. That was the Avinah. Doesn't indicate why that should be the case. See the Shiva with Sphil Leo Pasha Kashuk Kan by the Pasha the Kesta of Zami, who came there and it's done Tony and so on. Basically, the Kesta of Q is there as a Pasha Milva. And the Gemara, this we already saw previously, the Gemara, you say if Pasha is or not, depends, in the Gemara of Kame, this has to do with whether you acquire the Kesta of Pekodin, acquire what? Yeah, maybe Pekodin can be chayvim without many mitzvahs. That's the Gemara of Parshas Ksiv Kan. There are the adjacent parshas of Bilvah and Pekodin. The halachas appear in one context, apply to another. Some Shem have a problem with that. Because they say, Fil Parshas Ksiv Kan, so then you can apply the halacha in two parshas. To say that in both parshas, both in Rabbi Kodin, to say that it should be only in Milva and not Pekodin, but Paschim says written in the Parsha Pekodin, that many of them reject. That's part of the Rashi and Tesis over there. Rashi says, with Kefir Akal Pekodin, what happens, according to Rashi, there's no need for a mitzvah. The Shem said, the person's got a tiny, there's a tiny, should do me the milveh, name the tiny with regard to what? No, but when do they require me to mix it, when don't they? Huh? Yeah, it's not that question with regard to the afkode, that's similar to our word. If they got the nensu, that of course the bailim have no way of knowing, so then you have to got the shemer, even if he's okay for hakel. And that's so the bottom line says it's milveh because it's Rashi Kosuf Kan. Per the bottom line assumes, at least in Avin in the Gemara here, that if or not in Rashi Kosuf Kan, then we would limit it to only one case. We wouldn't say milveh and pikkudin. Which would it be? So presumably it would be like Rashi says that milveh is acquired because it's transferred what's halacha, which is generated, formulated in pasuk, a pasuk pekodim, we translate that to milveh, and then pekodim we're left without that. That's what would have been. But since the parsha of Kosuf Kan, so the parsha of Kitan Ish is conjoined to the parsha of Kestav Esami, and therefore there's merits in both cases. The chiddush in Rashi in the Baal Moir, of course, is. He evidently assumes that the halacha ben miktsos is not in general halacha, if there's the ben miktsos. But it's pinpointed, this case here, this case no, without an explanation. And the case that Rashi talks about, which Adol Shem, at least in a little bit of manner, accept, differentiation of milveh pekodin. So there's a rationale. Here is maize, there's not maize, it's all within the structure of rabbit. But that doesn't fit in over here. Maize, not maize, schios would be as much as in the other case. Pekodin, so then the problem is maize, because the Balbas can't know whether an answer or not. Most of them assume that nobody has an answer. There are two uncertainties about the Baal Moir. One is why we should distinguish. So that's per Gzeiras HaKosuf, not the general halacha ben miktsos. Secondly, not just the why we should distinguish, but what particularly are we talking about? Is it after milveh pekodin as opposed to the mechayev? If it's the Zikin, the Chbole, why should that maybe be in other cases as well? Not if the why. Chua, it's the same, in a sense, the same kind of Mechayev. The specific circumstances on the ground are different, whether it's one or the other. But in terms of the fundamental Mechayev, why you owe money, it's not very different. I imagine, according to the Baal Moir, that we would have thought the halacha of Chiyuv Meiru Miktsas is where you were given something by the Bailim. Having been given, you have to return something to the Bailim. That's the focus of the Machlokes, to study. Then there's the Shvur in that case. In Schirus, you receive services for which you have to give compensation, but question, which is an issue, is not one where you receive something which you have to return something. But then I'm guessing a little bit. The Ramban challenges the Baal Moir But the challenge to the Balmoy can be on two grounds. It relates to what I just mentioned now. If one reads the Balmoy flatly, one could very simply have said that the Balmoy doesn't, that the Schirus doesn't, maybe doesn't apply to Schirus, but the Pasuk, the Parsha. I didn't challenge the Balmoy on that ground. He said, oh, it doesn't do with the Parsha, it has to do with the psychology, the interaction based on Rabbi, or based as Ramban stands, when he talks about the Chai Medi Mitzvah, not necessarily the Rabbi, Aglaim Ledovo, etc., etc., the various Chai Medi Mitzvah, which we looked at, Ramban Ben Beis. But Ramban is not successful with that. He apparently felt that he could go one step further and ask of the Balamoya from another perspective. How does the Ramban start coming from Zemidotav? She is good milve, mechashko, shlim se pulato, vem shume fresh. Fresh, he goes to Mikragor, vechazadat recham. The Ramban doesn't ask why should Schirus be different from milve. Schirus itself is a milve. Here, of course, we have a use of the term milve, or a relation to use the term milve, in a special sense. The word malacha, we counter the use of milve, as opposed to other terms, in two respects. What is the difference between milve and shayel? What's the difference over there? Yeah, what do you return? Shail is to return the same object. He has it. He doesn't have it, so you have to pay money. But and milve, yeah, you have shibudim from the outset. Ibn Ibn it's once money has been spent, but Ibn 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 there is one point at which Tosis is a problem with the Gemara. I don't know if we discussed it here or not. The Gemara in Bavitzir, Fraftes, once finds an Aveda, so I'll use the Aveda now. So if he finds Aveda, yes, or if he has, so the said you can sell the Aveda. If you bought an Aveda, which is incurs expenses but doesn't provide any income. So I'm going to take a beating and feed the behemoth all the time. You can sell it and use and what happens to the money? Then the rest of the Tanoim. The Gemara says subsequently, we got this money. He has the money too. So Tosis has this problem. Why is it called Shoyl? This explains only the terminology. Does explain the halacha. The chenam of this person will be a loyva lechol dalo. So that's the gemara from Mem Gimel and similar vein, also by Mitzia. This is a separate matter to be dealt with. Let's try to explain that this is not quite a case of Aveda, it's not quite the case of Alvoy in the classic sense. Alvoy, the minute you get the money, or wants to spend part of it with everybody, it's your money that you're spending. In the case of money of Aveda, it's not your money. How did it become your money? Who gave you money? Says Takana Chacham, you're allowed to use it, otherwise it'll still be a waste. But the Takana was, since there was no myself for it, Takana was, you're allowed to use somebody else's money. The money remains his, and you can use it. You can change the coins, that you can do also. But basically it's his mom, which is not just Shibudu. But it's one distinction, the Leiva and Shoyal. Then there's a distinction of life in the case of Mechayvim. For instance, with regard to Shemitah. Shemitah Ksavim, so Shemitah Meshameh Samilga. What about other kinds of Chayvim? Of course, Knus, your money, the grocery on credit, or Schiras, Knosses, that's what goes at Tanoim, and we pass the Akovas Chanus, not Meshameh. So Rabban says, let's take another case. According to most Shoshanim, in Ribis, also Ribis is Balvoy, and other forms of Yisraelis. Ritva disagrees with Salvagimel, and Babetzir says that no, any kind of Anoy that you have somebody else a moment, it also comes at least of Ribis. But that's a prevalent assumption. And the Rambam says over here, Schiris is milveh. It would not be milveh for the person Shemitah Ksafim. It would not be milveh for the person Ribis, Kvod Mel Shenim. But for our purpose over here, what is it that is owed? It's owed as the money, the debt that's incurred, and if he's doing the work. In terms of the origin from where it started, the history of it, started with labor as opposed to supply of goods, or as opposed to a loan of money. But that's immaterial. The chi, which we have now, is this kind of chi. In this respect, the Ramban is a little bit similar to an issue which was raised in another connection. Skiris assumed in the milveh or not? Where does this question come up? I don't remember. Where might it come up?
What was the question?
When Schiris is assumed under Milva. I mean, Schiris is a variation, it's a species of Milva. Schiris Milva. Chayim Shim is there, pulled out to after he finished his work, so now you owe him his wages. So that's a regular Milva. But it's a debt which is generated by work. That Ramas, how it's generated, doesn't interest us. I just say this is analogous. We have some similar discussion of concern with the nature of the present debt or the question of how it was generated. No, think for a minute. We've got too many mixes, we've got to which point. It's a little closer to it, but it's minatayin. It's a 1 minute, 2 minutes. We learned that. You should remember. The Machlokes Among Shoshanim, the 3 days over there. Whether that is minatayin, shloi minatayin, or that it's even more of the Terech in Vedra B'Serin, Terech in Vedra B'Serin, Terech in Vedra B'Serin, Terech in Man, so that we pass in Chayim Shuvim Meir Mitzvahs. Turning Milveh and Schirus of Milveh Pikodin, according to the Shein who hold that, that's not Minatayin. Rambam in Pagimel Chidal and Chistei Benitin, Manel Yetzchal Vahalo Yidur Ehin Shalom Yidur Meonav Lavit Mimcha, Al Chamishim Dilan Yesh Yerkha Biyadi Pikadol Amishim Nezra Yetzebo, הוא רב בתאי שזה מודל מקצת והיא שווה. שצרנו שכל מאה ועודם שחייב בחמישים, ומה נתחם שווה ושפיקדו ושמונזר ולזה דעתי נותה. The history of the ideology doesn't interest us, what kind of key is there right now? You're right, that's with Kaka, the issue to make Kaka, Kaka comes up in this connection, and that's correct. And then the Raman's Kashi is, as I said, in stronger form, not only that schius have been a different mechayev, but analogous to milveh, is in effect the variant of milveh. All right. So that was the Baal Moya, obviously, explained how many of the Gemara thought differently, thought that the source also determined what kind of chiyuv it was, and the chiyuv, which is for schiris, is in terms of nature, different than a schiyuv, which is for halvoy. The fact that it's different does not yet explain why in one case should be three babies than another case. But it leaves open the possibility of explaining that once you separate them. Obviously, we would not imagine with regard to Beit Halvoy, we wouldn't say that Halvoy, which was on Sunday, should be made of Mitzvah, and on Tuesday should be no made of Mitzvah. That would be absurd. So, in order to get rid of the absurdity for the Baal HaMoreh, first we'd have to reject the Ramban's premise that skill is the form of milveh for this purpose.
Because how many in the Ramban, so he changes all chayvus of money into halva. And when the Torah is, when the Torah has specific dinim to do with, this is chayim, etc. So how the Ramban, from the Ramban, it's just at the end of the day you owe the wife money because it's not like a halva. So why there be a chiv of paying chayim?
There the halacha is taker, not the question what you owe, but mikrech what you owe. But you're right that according to the Ramban there's something to be considered. That's the first point of the Ramban. The second point of the Ramban is to do something which we already discussed, and which I hope you'll be able to develop it more easily. Question of Rabbi Yehuda. You say you need mitzvah in all these cases, schius, nigzal, nechbal. We haven't made a mitzvah with schius, kiev, akredomi. My command for the mitzvahs. What does the Yehuda say? After you make a mitzvah, in order that the Shmei Vedet should apply. According to Baal HaMoreh, it's ha'av amine. So we're not talking about milveh, we're talking about mikzas, nezer, kabbalah, or sachir himself. So what have you gained by hodev mikzas? What's the answer to this?
Simply a paradigm of our climate daughter.
Well, it's because of the abuser. What are two views of your shita? Yeah, what I'm calling the abuser? What the abuser? You need a chetimsa of any mikzas as a ground for the takonas chachamim. But there's no dreis. We don't need have any dreis element to chew upon the scene. Or what the abuser? You have a shvur dreis which ought to have been imposed on the nitva, and then you made a hipuch shvur instead of the baldava being mapul the shvur, the chomer mapul the shvur. That's the issue which we saw comes up with that Rashi and we've got the Ksesnes connection as well as the Mekarka. The Ramban takes a position over here. He assumes that according to the Abuda, you have to have Shur Deraisa, which is then reversed. According to Baal HaMoreh, that's lacking. According to Baal HaMoreh, the answer would be quite simply that he doesn't learn Abuda that way. You need a Chetimsa over there, B'miktsas, which adds another element to Aglaim Ladovo. Whether you actually have a Shur or not, which then has to be Misapach, that's not relevant. Ramban then, of course, goes on, give you another pshat. Why the Gemara thought that there should be no Shvuah. If God has said that, or shared it to the Sakhar Shavu Lishtoel, Kachmu the Baal Bible, the Yod Nemek Tzitza, Chavad the Mitzvah Dor Chazoy Yod Nemek Shemal Tori, Bartim Rashlo, Sarah Menichah, like Yod the Ligre. When I'm a Baal Bible, Shem Sarah Mekayim, Baal Bible, etc., etc. What it says is, we're not dealing here with the Shvuah D'Raisa. Why don't Shvuah D'Raisa might be another reason. We're dealing with the Shvuah D'Rabbanon. And this question of Shvuah D'Rabbanon appears in the sugya in two contexts. What does Raman say? Raman says, forget about Shvu D'Raisi. For some reason, no Shvu D'Raisi. What the reason is, we'll see in a minute. No Shvu D'Raisi. And even if you define him as a Gefer Hakel, possibly, still the Gemara told you to be Chayiv. The Gemara assumed that there's the Takana here has two components. There's one Takana, if they're dealing with a Piroin, Sachnish Rebbe Neitel, if they're dealing with the Ktsitze, then the Balbais is the Nish Rebbe Niftar. But that's the Rasachom, not that then the Balabais has to be Nishba because of Hedorah Mikzas. If the Balabais had to be Nishba because of Hedorah Mikzas, then what are the problems? Was it most happy or not? If it's the case of Hedorah Mikzas. Rabban said, we're still dealing with the Takor, with the Shvur of Balabais, we've got the Ktsitze. And around this, the Gemara, which was dealing with a case in which there is no issue of Mikzas. Here the Gemara was talking about, is the Shua, is not Shua, the Balabais or not. We have in this context over here, according to Ramban, that's Sugi Rafa Memphor, and with regard to the Gemara, but Sachi Rafa Memphor, Akur Rabbanon, they took a Shua, which is for the Balabas, and opposed it on the Sachi. That, of course, implies that at some point, conceptually speaking, hypothetically speaking, Shua should have been on the Balabais. Instead, they transferred it. So, in fact, we're talking over there about two takonis. The more based on the issue, takonis and takante. One takonis, the Balabais has to swear, even when it's not a quip, because it may be mixas. And secondly, then you take the Shua, which Chom would oppose the Balabais, and transfer it to the Sochir, which involves a change in its character. Take the Nishba Benoitl and Nishba Benifka. And make it Nishma Benaitla. It's not just the Chum, when they did the Rakua, it's not just the Chum changed the address to whom was it directed. They changed what was the missive, what was being directed. What kind of Shavuot do you have, what Techiv do you have? Now this, of course, doesn't explain for us why the Gemara here was not involved with the Raisa. Ktsitsa is a classic case of many mitzvahs. So I might find ancillary reasons. Either if the part which Balabas admits to, he already paid. So now what's on the table is a kefir hakel. Or heilich, according to the heilich is patur. However, heilich is defined if you have the readiness to pay. Also, there's no shvur d'raisa. So that knocks out the Dreisim when it mixes us, but without a kimte, such a chetimse. But before that, Rabban isn't looking. Then what you're left with discussed is the problem of the Drabbanan, whether he's chayv or not. And the chiddush in the Rabban here, of course, is that when we talk about the Balabas, could be mechayiv and kefir hakel as well. And this didn't surprise us necessarily, because the Mishnah we have also the case of Sochir. If we forget about the Vid, it's also kefir hakel. The Balabas says that be paid, and we enable the Sochir to be Nishma Benaitl. In one respect, that's true. This what Rabban is mechadish that had it up its sleeve that Shvua not a medium mixas, but kefir hakel the more thought that Balabas is chayiv. So I say that Michael Mashua is not to prevent shkidush. The sakhir is also kefir hakel, the Balabas is kefir hakel nishba. But nevertheless, there is a chidush. What's the chidush? When the French was kefir hakel a medium mixas. That to whom do we distinguish? Who's the Nishba?
The shoulders of the Balabais or the Sakhir.
Yes. Yeah. So, but normally we speak with Frakl. The Frakl is Chayiv, it's part of Nishba, and maybe it's Chayiv. What kind of Shavu are we talking about? Nishba and 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 Nishba Shvirim Shalom. So that we can understand that there is a distinction between Kefrakel and maybe Mikzas, if you will, because of Rabbi, for other reasons. But that distinction we understand. The Kiddush according to Ramban is that we're talking about Nishvah Benoitl. Actually, I'm going to follow. Actually, the Mishnah when we talk about Sochir, that doesn't pose any great surprise to us. Because the schus to be Nishba, to be Neitel, that's contingent upon the Shavuot. And we don't say in such a case, there's such a case, no. Omnam. There are cases in the Gemara later on which we'll have, which one of which we already touched upon. One could be Neitel without Nishba. The case of Nechbal, the case of Nixel as well, the case of Nechbal, where there is a clear room there, somewhere from above, he can be Neitel without. But where you don't have such a room there, that room is a high part of the cooler, you don't have such a room there, so then we say you want to be Neitel, Bakasha. The ticket to be Neitel is the Shavuot. So in the Mishnah, that's no big chidush. Here we're talking about a case of Nishba Beinu Mishalom. And here too, according to Ramban, it was Mechadish, the Kefrakel, Kevichayev Yeshua in such a case. This one's counted the general principles of Tev and Eitan. So this is where there's a chidush according to Ramban, which the Balaboy may very well have rejected. From this, Shem expanded considerably upon this, but these are the major issues of this concern, and that's what Rabban dwells more fully, the Ran summarizes as well. What I mentioned just now, the Ran the Rambam made the Kashalei, and this is why he said Yeshitah, and the details which I mentioned before, that the Balabais, the Chavir does require Benavitzis Mamesh, the Chavir Leboyeshev, the Chavir Leboyeshev, Shua Mash, and Shtei Shua Notar Alav, and when he calls Mash Shua Notar, Balabais, Sachin Shua Notar. Afshad Nafkel, Amin, the Chavir Leboyeshev, Afilu Balabai Mehelach. And that's the we discussed before. All right, this is, I've got the qualification of the Gemara later on, what was the Maskone, with regard to the Ktsitsa. Ktsitsa, of course, is a Chidush, despite the fact that there's a debate between them, but it is much like Ktsitsa Mikhatkhiri. So therefore, we don't include this in the general takon of sachir. We have bzman shlevi zmanai. The price which the more quotes, perhaps even more so, because there's no reason inasmuch as the problem bzman shlevi zmanai is based on chazokas. Chazokas do non-existent shlevi zmanai. So it's Nishba Benoitl. Where most of the discussion takes place on Shenim, and which opens up, as I mentioned before, new vistas, is regarding the third qualification, namely, Beidim Shalei Beid. What was without Beidim Shalei Beidim? What does the Mas say with regard to Beidim Shalei Beidim?
Should I read it or just?
All right, read it. Okay.
I'm starting from some. I'm not going to
Okay. This I mentioned before is not something shlichura is endemic or specific to the qualification of Lachim Sakhir. It's simply superimposition of another halacha, another factor, into the realm of Sakhir. And this is the halacha of Miga. But precisely for that reason, sharing a major problem. Precisely the reason that I just mentioned, this is a superposition of something else, not a local Sakhir halacha. Which problem comes up? That's already one variant. Something in more general terms. That's also something which is more specific. Tell me, in general, which problem comes up? What happens if one is subsequent? What happens if one is subsequent?
Shua Shomer.
Yeah, put your finger on the approach of the suit. Rav Shmuel presents us with this halacha. You know, is there any reason to challenge this? Is there any reason to challenge this?
In any shul you would have this mitzvah. So how come? Why do you ever take a shul?
Well, I mean, it's one way of putting it. What are they going to say minus about Miga? Because there's Miga in the world. And the Shanim here, just en passant, they mention it in two, speaking in two voices, the which are relevant with regard to Miga in general. The Shmuel just says, "Come to over." My mouth to the kishon. Continues. He can make that. The chiver lo modeh b'din migo. But the migo derais gives big suus. The ritva.
That's
a migo by Okay. So the Torah asks the same question, adds another phrase. Which is of general interest. We got the halacha of Migah. Itmanami. Ikai Pirush, that this couldn't have been a problem. Miga, the Pshit is Miga de Raisu, Svaranami, Okidit, Pagrishish, and Samala. It's called a Gemara of Chabazin, which just used to tell me that to Miga, the Rashbah, they also talks about Miga, and the Sivis. Jewish so talks about the source of Miga. Must speak of a Shepasa. Amr Basi, Minayat Peshastri Peshaitir, Minatera, Shanem has beaten Tadar Ishazet, the Isha, so you can say first the Ish. Liish asara, he says he's got somebody such an ish. Hazem, when he's definitely the person, is itira. That's based on the pasuk. Why? Lama likra svaru hu avsara hu sharila. Like he's a koi, he needs to pass with something else. He can't be svaru. That's the mitvasas. But the Gemara disappears. Now we've got to migit what the peshasar. And maybe a difference. The peshasar, depending on how you learn the halakha of peshasar, says the same source. Either believe or don't believe in Marashvich. Either trustworthy or not trustworthy. Migit is another bargain. Migit is not peshasar. I never just want to. So what's the question here? Before you get to the question of migit azar and of shvur. Question is very simple. What are the Gemara suddenly reminded of the Migit in the world? Who doesn't know that? What is frontal attack of Hamer Bachomer? The Rav asked him, why you say Karmai Gashmai, etc., etc. So Rav says that it oughtn't to be. How can Rav reject that? Everybody saw the Rav Bachomer. Irrespective of whether you accept the proof of Shemim or not. The Chayyim of Rav Chomer has a way of coping with the question about the proof. And this question, why the Gemara here raised the issue of Migit, doesn't raise anywhere else, there can be several answers. There can be several directions of answer. I remind you, I mentioned some time back, we deal with issues of Migit, and the Gemara deals with it, and the Shenim be much more so. And out of that, the Shenim is very safe, and the Shem says that Jesus, which the Shach quotes, Klolim Migir, the Shach is his Klolim, and the Tumim is his Klolim, and the Nesim is his Klolim. It's a very widespread net of halachas. There are three primary issues which come up. One is the specifications of Migir. What quality, what character does Migir have in order to be effective? This is one issue. And some kinds of migit something are effective, some are not. We mentioned before migit de ozer, migit without ozer is either effective, but without ozer is maybe without, migit without ozer is not effective, without ozer is effective, without ozer is effective. And there may be others. Other considerations, it's one group of halachos which have to do with the nature of the character of a particular migit. What are the specifications? Secondly, to what ends can Migit serve? What do you do with Migit? Now there is halacha, we know what you do. You know what you do with the Nedekah, what you do with Chazaka, we know. What do you do with the Migit? Is the Migit effective for all purposes, all service weapon, or not? So here we have discussions in our sugya about what? Or take another example, where it's an example of a migi, question what a migi can do. The best migi in the world, still the problem is, what can you do with it? Thirdly, never mind what kind of migi you have, and what purpose you want to attain, but what's on the other side of the line. Against what is the biggest stand? Even Kabbalim, we don't say, we don't Chazaka, Safka, the Gemara, and so on. These are the primary directions we have to consider. Now, the general approach that should have taken this sugya is that indeed, generally speaking, Migur is effective, and Rabban knew that, and Muhammad knew that, everyone knows that, every child knows that. But there's something special here, which I wouldn't say it's unique, but it's different. And that was the issue. The issue was not Migur in general, but particularly. Now that particularly could, in theory, a priori, relate to one of the three areas that I mentioned before. Either that this is a special kind of Migur, or the purpose special purpose, or the theater something on the other side of the fence. Let's say a priori. Whenever you deal with the suit which talks about whether Migur yes, Migur no, these are the directions you have to bear in mind. Now get it down to the specifics. What might be special about this? And bear in mind, what we need is, in order to solve the problem, resolve the problem, instead of something which is special to the case of Sochir, equally applicable to Shomrim, but not applicable to other cases of Migah. So we don't infringe upon the category of Migah in general, but only certain special cases. Right, so one possibility is that we're talking about what? I mentioned before. What is the use of Migah that we have over here? What is the problem of Migah over here? After Mishwa, in other words, not the, for the time being, we'll assume not the quality of the Migah, but the function of what the Migah can do. You can't eat soup with a fork, and you can't be part of Mishwa with the Migah. Now here we have come up against a general question, maybe a specific question. General question may very well be, what do you need to do to get a Migah, to get a Shua off your back? And what the easiest thing is if you swear. If you don't want to swear, what are the other tools which would enable you to part of Mishua? Leave it aside, Mika. What kind of other tools are there?
Okay.
Well, all right.
You pay.
No, what is the most obvious case? That's the Gemara in several places. The general subject of Mikim Eidim, Le'am Rinan, and shared him a devil of a time of trying to understand how anybody could think otherwise, Mikim Eidim would do say. The Gemara appears in Bavaskar Flamadal, Bavaskar Flamadimel, in both places, Bachetu Rabbi and Rabbi. Would you say? And Lushenim tried to explain away, it's not that if two Edim state something flatly and yes, this is the Migah is going to override the Chazak, the Edim. But it's a question of reinterpreting what the Edim said or reinterpreting what the Baal Dabur said. Whatever the assumption is, it was Migah against Edim cannot stand. A variant of that, we don't want to talk about Migah against Edim. Will be a variant of that, which might, okay, Edim is out of the ballpark, but what could be within the ballpark, Migah is in Edech. What happens over here? This is what the word of Shem Shavano is called Edim Sayyeh. The Edech, and excuse me. If you want, one is question of what's against the Migah, which that we do, but we started so before about what part is from the Shavua. So that's another Migah of Edim, I got confused here. Part of Shavua, so of course if Edim, they're part of Shavua. You got to Nedech, that's what I said to Shem. In Rambutenberg, I'm in the Tam, Tesla, we see the base of the base, and the Rambam, the Ramban. There are two ways to learn, and I'm going to have communities, I just put this on the table. One is to assume that if you have Edim Sayeya, that's the not something which patas from Shavua, but it's a substitute for Shavua. You have one or two options. Either you take a Shavua, you produce an Eid. If you had Eidim proper, you wouldn't have a Shavua. You have an Eidek would also like that. Or do we say, no, that's not Dalach. Dalach is not that an Eidek is as good as a Shavua. Dalach is an Eidek can dispose the chiyuv shvur, just as in the dechot to be mechayev shvur, can also obliterate the shvur. Then the differences of opinion also, but the shame there, the shuran of beis ma beis ma mitzia, is the difference between various shvurs. The differences. I will give all of that. So here we have Eidim, certainly the Sfer Shavuah, and Eidechad, Chalexim of Sushenim, but maybe a notch below in Eidechad. It's not even a notch below, but what else? What other kind of factor might be introduced which would dispose of a Shavuah? Rabbi. According to one shot in the Shani, what does Rabbi say? Why isn't the Shavua? Kefraku? Or. Chazal of Lemis Pono, Shnei Baal Chovo. Since that's Chazoke, it's telling the truth. No need for Shavua. So that's Chazoke. The term Chazoke is, of course, always ambiguous. Because there are so many different levels of Chazoke, so many different kinds of Chazoke. But Chazoke, which the Gemara speaks over there, is not the Chazoke of maintaining status quo, either a factual status quo, Mitzvah's Chazoke, or halachic status quo, it's the same status. But Chazoke, the assumption, the likelihood, like Chazoke and Poetic Zman, Chazoke and Poetic Zman, and that Ksuvi, he wouldn't make a Suda, well, he didn't say Rosh Hashanah. So that in the Sugi of Rabbi comes up, according to one day, if the Gemara was concerned, because where Rashi lives, so what thought Kevrak should be Chayiv, so why is he Pato? Chazoke made part of the Baal Chayiv, it must tell the truth. So what Rashi is the Chazoke. According to what Tesis and most Shem learn, that the Gemara was dealing with the problem of Migi, that, you know, the Gemara doesn't say that because of Chazoke is part of the Shavua. There's no Shavua to begin with. There's the Kefrakl. So we have a whole range of tools with regard to which the question of whether, how effective the Avigan Shavua comes up. Migi is one of them. Now, in theory, this is one level. The question we have to do in Shavuah could be a question of what is the level of resistance, so to speak, of Shavuah, what is necessary in order to undermine it. On the other side of the coin, you might be asked a question not about Shavuahs in general and what knocks the Shavuah out of the box, but ask the question about what? About Migah. Yeah. The nature of Migah, the character of Migah, etc. These are two different approaches to the same issue. If we're talking about Migah at some level, then some conception of Migah might free us from the question of what happens with Chazor and Zadedecha. Migah has a different character, a different quality. And therefore, perhaps Migah can be part of a Shavuah, even if Chazoke and Eidechad cannot. But conversely, even if Chazoke and Eidechad do part of a Shavuah, maybe Migah does not. That's one issue in the Gemara. And here, in fact, what the Gemara is saying is, what the Rambam is saying, if we find, here's the question we have to do with Shavuah. Not to the Eidim. the Sakhir. Sakhir should have been Nishba, and it's part of the Shavua, because the Migas, it's the Migas after the Shavua works. That's the case. So Rav Chaim said, Kamayo Shmaitzi, he thought it was a wonderful thing. And Rav Chaim said, no, wait a minute. That's the case. If you think that so Shua works, how can the Shua Shem is always Migo to part of the Shua? And that's one direction. What else might come up in the Sugi? Why else might the Gemara have had a problem solely with regard to these two cases, Shomrim and Sakhir, and there was no questioning, rejecting Miga generally? No? Well, before we did the possible directions. Yeah, but first give me the general direction. The problem is not what Miga can do, but well, this is a Migit. What are the specifications? What is necessary in order to be qualified Migit? Some are good and some are no good. Then you ask yourself, what's good and no good over here? So the possibility of Migit Oza comes up. We'll have to deal with Migit Oza later on in this sugya. But let's assume for the moment, the Migit Oza, and assuming that the definition of Migit Oz is not what Rashi learns, because what? Was Rashi the way that makes problem about Chayvei? Because did you a favor. But how brazen do you have to be to possibly lie?
Unless you understand the Gemara earlier about who does who a favor by hiring.
Yeah, see. How brazen do you have to lie? Migid Oza is a Migid, for the moment we'll content ourselves with that, which, that to which there's a gap between the degree of Oza, that you need in order to present the Taina which is reserved, as opposed to the Taina which you're presenting. If the Taina, the reserved Taina, would have required more courage, more audacity, if you will. And with time which you are timing, that's not a meager. There's such a gap. The absence of such a gap that we say if you didn't time A prime, that's the truth. Otherwise if you wanted a word to present another time. And when you could present the reserve time. But if the reserve time requires more audacity than Tanya is presenting, you can't make that chesh. Maybe the reason that it's not presenting that Tanya is because of what? Reserve Tanya? He's weak. He has no backbone. He has no chutzpah. He has not a lie. Then the bigger falls off. Here again, the Gemara says, in the ordinary case of Migo, so we know Migo works, if it's not a Migo, if there's no problem, Migo does it. If Migo does, we assume it doesn't work. However, over here, in the case of Sakha, in the case of Shemuel, here apparently we ignore this fact that it's not us. Why? Because in the case of Sakha, what do we say? He tends praticha. He tends lady frat in Sakhir. He could have tiny and the balabas tiny's praticha. He said tiny praticha, the balabas could have tiny lada, most praticha merida. But the presumption of the Gemara is that the two tiny's, the one which requires greater audacity is certainly the one of Ladam. Why?
So Shomer knows.
Plus,
you could say
Tarim Fala. Well, Shomer also knows whether he got paid or didn't get paid.
But at least he could attribute it to Tirza.
Tell a person who's working for you 2 weeks painting your house, and tell him, "This chaticha me'elam." He knows that requires some element of public knowledge. That requires a lot of hours. But to tell him that the parvos times that he paid, even if he didn't pay, so it requires probably also some degree of chutzpah. He really didn't pay. But either anybody hears it, will, including the other side, can ascribe it to forgetfulness, he told the parallel. Or you yourself ascribe it to forgetfulness. If you begin to think, you don't remember if you hired a person or not, then you think you're getting old, you're in bad shape. But if you don't know if you paid him or not, so you can always rationalize it away. So there's always more psychological ease in tying prati as panel sarticha. And nevertheless, the Rav Mishmur says, not when we got to the son, we got to the Balabas. Balabas is such a medium. So apparently that he's not worried about this gap. He's not worried about this gap. He shouldn't be worried about the gap either. And we got to Shvas HaShomrim, it's always the case of Migad HaOzer. Even if they're talking about Nens, if they're talking about even Mafkin or not, so that's not the case of Shvas HaShomrim, but then the Shema knows, and the Balabas knows, then they're in equal footing, and then the problem was it doesn't come up. But if you talk about Nansu, what does the Balabas know about Nansu? Of course, if you're talking about the Adam or Exalti, it's always more convenient for the Shema to say Nansu, give him some fiction as to what happened to the Chayfits. That's always more convenient than addressing himself to an issue with regard to which the Balabas knows the truth, and therefore quite a bunch of chutzpah to present that. And therefore, if the gap between the reserved time and the present time, if there's a gap in Oza that's not a meager, then we can understand such a shavua. If it is a meager, then there will be no, if it is a meager, there will be no chiyush shavua. So what is Chavez? Chavez, according to Rav Ben Barchome, what Rav Shmuel said before, that Migay does is also good Migay. So why should you trust Hashomrim? Hashom is granted to Migay does it, but you don't care about Migay does it. You said Migay does is also good Migay. Why should Hashem have much kachas lo? So Rav Chama has to gradually recede, retreat to one station to another, and finally to bring you to a point. It's almost absurd that the only case was a shomrim is in a case where the shtar and edim geshefdim with the ketanis are the ketanis. That's the second possibility. Why the Gemara spoke only about this, but then Rambam in general. The third addressed itself to a different issue, but also one which has to do with the quality of the character of the Migah. That's the point which Tesis raises. What's the point which Tesis raises? Migah is only affected, what are we worried about?
If we're afraid of
Shaker,
not if it's the dummy.
Yeah, Shaker. If we're worried about the dummy, so you won't remember any better. So there's no point in having the Migah. The Migah will not tell you that he's honest. So we need to know. The Migah has to tell you whether he's forgetful. We say he's an honest person, trustworthy, but he's forgetful. So the Migah won't help you. Here, the problem with the Rav Balabas, if he says praticha, but he has a migah, he could have said la'adam. Hey, Pratikha, the problem is Barvai still the parallel, and therefore we care what he's telling us. So the point of the taste is that we bring it to such a point that we regard him as a sort of Shema. So apparently me, you can send that out too. If that's the case, so that's a Shemim likewise. And if we come to the point we should be raised by the Ramban, the Ramban talks to the Chayush, who's the Shemim, the Ramban back in the Membeis, the Shema says he's a dummy, he's naturally inclined to assume that what happened severely is the way which is favorable to him, and it's prejudices him. So normally we'd say Mika can't work because the problem is that we're not through his line when he says Nesu. He just thinks he's mistaken, he didn't read the map correctly. Because he wished being father to the thought. But if we say we got to Pearl, then apparently Mika can do help with that as well. There should show me how much castle. That's not his problem. And this turns to difficulties. Each of these needs to be resolved by its own back. We'll deal with it each separately. But just to get an overall picture, we're sharing about a serious problem by Skara the Sugya. What the Gemara says over here is, it's the whole thrust of Rav's Taina, that we have two Siamese twins over here, Rabbi Shmuel Halacha, is Migi for the Balabas, and he's Potter, he doesn't pay the Sochir, and that the real Migi for the Shemel, that he doesn't have to take a Shavuah, and he doesn't have to pay. If he has a migah, v'chzal to a migah denensu, or adav migah denensu, whatever, he could say v'chzal to, he could say adam, and he said nensu, so that would also be effective. But if you paskin, Shuas Hashomrim does not require Edim, Shtar, etc. And the Shem is not named, but not named as Shuas, but the Shuas would be named, but not named as Shuas. Then you have to pass it over here also, that the Balbos is not named. Say Praticha, because both on the same wavelength, to each of these three Shatim, whatever the problem is, it's the same problem. How can you resolve this? So different modes of the Shem dealing with this, but the simplest is to note one fact. This problem is a problem provided that we assume one premise. What would this be a problem, be an issue?
There's a comparison between Sakhir and Shomer.
If we do what?
We have to first compare Sakhir and Shomer.
Right. If we assume these are cut from the same cloth, the same problem, and also the same degree, if ever we should assume that the issues are different, the resolution should be different as well. And the issues should be different in two ways. One of the cases are different. Here's the Ozzy, here's no Ozzy. Here's a little bit of Ozzy, a lot of Ozzy. So you can't compare the two, you can't claim if I say here's a Sochi X, I should say X, we've got the case of Shemim as well. Or if I say it's not for the cases being different, but the whole context is different, and that's where we can arrive at the solutions. But some of the cases are different, we'll examine subsequently. But the main Malach and Shenim is to see this as a problem with regard to Sochir. What do we try to accomplish? What do we try to attain? Shem Reim is the Dreise issue. a very fundamental level. That the Sakhi was dealing with the Rabbanon. And not even the Rabbanon of the Mishnah, but an ancillary Rabbanon. Rabbanon, the Shur Baal Bais. And the assumption, and he says, if you sue the Baal Bais, there's a swear here. If the two cases are not the same, so we can say as follows, the part of the Shavuot, the Reis, the Shavuot, the Shabbat, the Shavuot, the Reis, so that Shavuot is there, it's in the Parsha. It's a Shavuot, Shavuot requires a Shavuot. Without the Sakhir, does the Baal Bais require a Shavuot in the same sense, we're not in the Migat to knock out the Shavuot? Not necessarily. Maybe, if we're dealing with the Rabbanon, so the Gemara is saying, that if Migi Yochalev is Chatir, it's not Migi which works, and Migi ordinarily works to, as a general factor, to tilt the balance in the case of Tevini. I said before that two other qualifications, the Bisman Shulev Bismanai, or the case of Ksitze and Aksitze, those are local Sakhi issues. How is the Takona made? Halacha Migah, that's universal halacha. Possibly not. Until we've been assuming that's the case, and then we have all these problems, the same kind of Migah here, same kind of Migah here, Migah attain the same ends. How do you discriminate with Pesach halacha? But if we come around and say, wait a minute, no, we're not talking about Migah here as Laftur Mishvur, or Migah, etc. We talk about Migah, where there's a Migah, the Chachamim has a different perspective of whether it be Misakim Shuvah Baal Bais or not. On the assumption again that there's two kinds of Takonasi. One Takonasi is the Sakhir, and you're talking about the Takonasi Baal Bais. The Takonasi Baal Bais was if he doesn't have a Migah up his sleeve. If he has a Migah up his sleeve, they let him off the hook, and we're not Misakim Shuvah. But that's not because we're using Migah. The same kind of bulldozer the Migah is in other contexts. In this context, it is not. There's Migah after Bishvur, for argument's sake, we don't say. But, if nonetheless, the presence of a Migah within the broader context, that became a consideration of Chachomim, with regard to whether it was second Shvur for the Baal Bais or not. That is determined. Whatever the Shavuot says, talk about Shavuot and Mishnah. Should be besides Shavuot and Mishnah, Shavuot and Mishalmin, for the Baal Bais or not. You have to weigh the whole context, the Baal Bais Tanya is the Parati, and he claims he's a Vadai, particularly if we go with the Ramban against Tosfos. It's not so possible to be banging over there with the Shavuot. So how about to decide at a legislative level, Misaka, not be Misaka. So, what tilted the balance was the presence of the Migah. Where there's a Migah, they were not Misaka, and they were Misaka. But this is not to be viewed as a detail in the more general picture of the interpretation of Migah, the definition of Migah. That's not what's in the cards over here. We talk about something very specific over here. So, in fact, what we do. This is what Jem Malik of Shri going, which the Balmoyer of the Ran rather adopted. First of all, we reduce the analogy, limit the analogy, because one is the Reis versus the Rabbanon. Shomrim, you can't play around with what he's chayv or not. He's chayv nekuda. The question is, will Migah override the chiyuv, and then we'd say possibly not. Here we're dealing with the Drabanon. The Drabanon, here we need to pay attention not necessarily to what the Migah can do, but to what extent it figured as a factor in the Chum's decision when they did, when they did not want to have a shul. And here the Chathchile, when Rabbi Bechor, Gemara understood that you were using Migah, using his Migah here, we could use it at Shabbos as well. Well, that answers that we're not using Migah, we're simply recognizing the existence of Migah as a limiting factor, not that the Baal Dover is using Migah, it's them because of the Migah. Since there is such a Migah, the Chob didn't want to be Messiah. Here they add one thing, those say, how this is what the Gemara says according to Rav. So why did Rav question my Schweitzer? We're now saying that there's no contradiction with Rav Shmuel on the one hand, and Shmuel Shem on the other hand. According to Shmuel, go over and just explain. So why did Rav say my mother? Do you say if you're sure to Rav Shmuel? The answer is this name came. Rav Shmuel's halacha is place, and nonetheless, Shuas Hashogim, the Migah doesn't help us. The answer which these Gesherim give is from the tone of Rav Bachome. Rav Bachome got all excited. Kama Malio Shmaitz. What excited him? If it's a local detail, a certain Rabbanon of Sochir, so this exclamation, Kama Mario Shmaitz, a wonderful thing. Because like basically, yeah, you found one, the other qualifications, they found this qualification as well. So apparently he understood from what Chomer said, Chomer didn't understand that this is a case at a Rabbanon level within the legislative process, Chomer took note of the Migah in the air. And therefore, let's be more charitable to the Baal HaBos, and we'll let it get over without the Shavuot. That would not have induced that kind of excitement. The excitement apparently came, he discovered a new avenue for Migah. He discovered that Migah could work after the Shavuot. He discovered that Migah Daza is a good Migah. Or he discovered that even the Dhamma is also a good Migah. That generates excitement. But if it generates excitement, fine. Apparently, that's what Rav understood Rav Chaim to be saying. Not that very limited understanding of Rav himself. But then we have a problem. Maskana, we pass it. We ignore Rav Chaim's excitement, and therefore we're able to reconcile the two. That's the basic model for the Sukkah of Moshe Shanim. So, again, in terms of the problem which perturbed the Shanim, they were perturbed. Why the Gemara had a problem with Migah? Why Rabbi had a problem with Migah altogether? We know Migah exists. The answer had to be there's something special about these two Migahs, which sets them off from others. And therefore, if you say, well, there's something special about the Migah of Sochir, if you accept that as a Migah, you then run into certain problems with regard to Shuas HaShemrim. What was that factor which distinguished Sochir from everything else and which then enabled the comparison to Shuas HaShomrim, that the 3 days to the Shanim, each of which deals with a separate issue, a separate problem, the issue of Migah, or the effectiveness of Migah. And the Maskana, the Gemara, according to Rav, what these Hashem assume, the Gemara then backs away from the equation. There is no equation, but Reise Shvus Shabbat doesn't work, this Rabbanan does work. And that's what we need to do, of course. Then we need to have work with each of these three factors, which almost should respectively deal with, and with some of the variations, and ask ourselves, what is the problem? Let's start with Midrash Pturim Shvuah. This is explicitly mentioned in the Gemara. I'm kind of going back to the impression of how Shavuot works. And certainly there's one Gemara, which goes to many of the Shanim, seems to take this as the Vapashit. Which Gemara am I talking about? It seems to assume that after Shavuot, it goes to many of the Shanim. Rabbi. If Rabbi's issue is Migah, Rabbi Teira, the Mitzvah should be swear, he's letting it believe in the Mitzvah of Migah of Kefrakot. If that was the issue. And according to Medrash Sheni, that was the issue, because they had no alternative. According to Rashi, it was the alternative, of course. He said the question was not why Medrash Mitzvah is Chayev, let it start with the Migir, but why Kefrakel is Potter. But that entails, as we discussed that at the time, that entails assuming the Taina alone can be Chayev Shavua, which most Shem didn't accept. Rashi accepted it. Ramban, to some extent, was willing to entertain it. He tells you the Tukshot to be it, or the Tukshot that been based. But according to all those other Shem, it takes most of the Shemim, the most big of the Shem also works. That's not a problem. The issue of big of the Shem, it works, it doesn't work, it solves the double problem. The burden of proof, of course, is on those who say it doesn't work. First, because the Gemara of Rabbi said it would be Svare. Now, those who work with Svare formulated their opposition to the Rimigash, the one who said, Bigger from Shura Amina. That's the Rimigash in two different formulations. It's a little bit similar to what we discussed before with the Ramban. He challenged the Balamoyer, Skirus and Milva, made a mixas, and said also two formulations. He said, yes, Skirus is different from Milva. Granted, but why should it be different all over the mixas? Or that Skirus itself is a form of Milva. The analogy over here would be either to say the what? If Miga works, no?
If Miga works,
then by Shomer, Miga Dishtai? Where do we know
that
Miga works?
Not from
Adel? No, not for sure. Where in general? Where in other areas, where does Miga work? No. Classical Miga. Moment. So let's assume that Miga, Shua, and Moment are two different entities, two different areas. But we'll ask, in line with the two things that mentioned at the bottom bar, we'll ask, granted, they're different. It's a distinction without a difference. Why should it be different with regard to Miga, whether Miga works or not? Why should it be different whether it's Shua or Mum? That's one question. With regard to that, of course, we would have to ask ourselves, what is the nature of Miga? And is it indeed Buch Bisvare that what Miga brings to the table makes it effective with regard to Mom and regard to Shavuot? The alternative to that would be to sharpen the question. Not just you ask yourself, why should Shavuot be different from Mom? If Miga works with regard to Mom, why should it work with regard to Shavuot? But moving beyond that, Shavuot itself is the equivalent of Mom. Keep in the rush for a minute. That's the only one, but
whether it means a bad mammon or not.
The Rosh is in the middle of Simen Gimel. Kos Rimigash, Dvarav Eina Muvanim Li. Kivan Demiga Deraisu, Mali Mamali Shavua. That's one note. Why discriminate? Granted, there are different halachas, different areas of halacha. But Miga works here, Miga works in Yuchsin, it works in many areas. It's a Then he continues, Ot Shua Rab Amani, Zimit Rabbi Ishtabui, Yer Bamaina. Here what Rashi is saying is not simply the Shavua, same parallel, the same reason that it works in Mamma Shavua, the Migan, the same reason it works in Mamma Shavua and Shavua. Shavua itself is an effect of Mamma. If we're talking about this, then we already need to examine this. And here we come back to certain issues which we raised in the past, namely whether Shavua is Mamma or not. In which case would that be, which would that be most clearly formulated? Edechot. Edechot, as we mentioned, I'm sure we discussed this in this context as well, that basically, Edechot v'chai mamin, but you have a parachute, you have an exit, through Shavua. This comes up in this context as well, the problem which is tangential to our different discussion. We got to Nishval Amashkin, we got to Edechot, where is Lahana. Yeah, but Rosh has in general, Yeshua Abom. If you accept this, there could be that Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah would agree that Shavua is not translatable into Momin, then Migur would have been able to, would not have worked. As much as Shavua is that's a Momin, that's the end of the line, you talk about Momin, that's potential Momin, to the Patron. The second time of the Rosh, without getting involved for the moment in what the rationale of the Midrash may be, not so posh. It's true that if the Shavua could be enough Kamina, we got to Mamet eventually. As evidenced in Alcha Mitarek. Mitarek, Yachal Yishava, Neretzel Yishava, Neretzel Yishava also has to pay. But therefore, should we say, since according to one scenario, the Shavua will lead to Mammon, if you abort that scenario, you prevent the Chiyuv Mammon. So therefore, we always treat as if we're born in that scenario, and for that, Migur works. Maybe in a Chalami, if we reach to that scenario, so then Migur Tekel will work. But if we're falling short of that, we're dealing now with the question of the Shavua moment. Well, it's a Shavua Rabbanon, if he doesn't swear, he doesn't have to pay. Would Miga be affected with that as well? The question is the Shavua Shavua Shavua. If you can prevent the Tashlumin, the Hasel B'cham, you can prevent the Shavua, which is not in Teresh Tashlumin, or in Teresh Tashlumin, or in the question is, why should, if we say we have to be sure, why should we say that? They don't discuss general. They talk about the question as to Migah through the Shavua, but as far as the underlying Svara, why should anyone reject it? It seems that somehow the basic inclination initially was like the Rosh, and therefore it involves it too much. Yeah. The Levush in Sivu Esh Sadigvav, which referred you, he says as follows. Now again, bear in mind the three possible issues we've got to Shavua. We've got to Migah. Specifications, the purpose, and what's the other side of the line. וכן היטב שהסביר על ההקשרות והן נפטר עצמו ממנו, מטענותיו ובמחשבתו מקבל את החברות שבועה שבעולם, להחזיק דבריו שיאמין לו טענותיו. אם כן אין זה מיגו טוב, דנאי מי, אם היה רוצה יותר טענה פרוטרופית בשבועה, אדרבה, רצון לטען טענתו לחייב עצמו בשבועה, כדי שיאמין לו לפרוטרופית בשבועתו וחיום המון. ועולה נפטרינא משבועה מטעם מיגו, הוא עצמו לא חושב להיפטר. שאין כי במיגו דממון פרטו לפטור. זה נראה לי סברת אומרים שאין שום מיגו לפטור בשבועה. יש שאומרים, שידורכתי פסטר ספרדלי, דיברנו בוודאי מיני מיגו לפטר משבועה כמו מיגו דממון. ברוך חיים נתאם להרבה מיגו, משומדי מיגו טוב וסתר בן מיגו דעוזר, שאין מייס פניו לכרוב דבר ולומר את זו אילון וזו שיקול ידי שיש. In fact, what he says is he attacks this not in the way that we attacked it before. We discussed before, Migel Aftur Mishvur is like a problem Migel Ahitzi. Can Migel, does Migel have the firepower, the horsepower to effectuate a certain change? He says, that's not the problem. The problem is that the Migel good Migel. It's not like Migel Ahitzi, there are other issues. Why do you think the Migel is not a good Migel? He says, a person is glad to have a Shavuot and not to have a moment. So what are you going to say that he has the Migel, wants to part of himself for Shavuot? Contrary, he's glad that he has a Shavuot. And therefore, the whole issue of Migel doesn't come up. There are two premises here. One is what the psychology of the Valdovo is. He wants, he doesn't want. Of course, there's something else here. Part of the question whether the psychology is right, what's the other issue? Yeah, let the psychology prevail. Let's assume this is what he wanted. Which is questionable. Of course, he prefers Shavuot to pay Mammon. Let's assume that. But he prefers having neither to pay nor to swear to Shavuot. But even if we assume that's indeed what he wants, but then even if the Migel is there. What the Rosh obviously assumes is the Migel is deeply intertwined with psychology. This brings back to other issues with regard to Migel Aftur Mishvur. And this is what the Rush is. This is the Rush is quoted by Shach and the Smat of Gidu Esh Tadivov. And they both kind of reject it. Smart rejection, the Shag is going to accept it. Yeah. But I think.
It's a motivational issue. I thought it was very radical.
It was, Smart say. Says simply, Shvet Davki Botzat Mamone Keilu, Lomar Migol Ki Kosher Otzi Mamon Miyad Baalav. Akhre Shenifta Bishua Meotzot Mamon Lo Otzu Chazal Fatru Bishua Mikoach Migol. Here, of course, the Loshin presents a problem. And it's a problem which the Shabbat Ritva anticipated. What's the problem here? It speaks of Migol as if it were what? דווקא בהוצאת ממון נקדו לומר מיגוד קשה להוציא בו מיד בעליו. אחרי שנפטר בישועה מהוצאות ממון, לא רצו חזר לפתחו בישועה מכוח המיגוד. מיגוד זה תקנה. I read before the חשבון הריטבור, one who said, argues מיגוד זה דרייסטי, מצדיק דרייסטי ריטבור בפרסית. And here is Smart Talk about the Rabban. Now, conceivably, one could have an intermediate position between the Migash, those who say Shavua carries the day, the Migash carries the day without Shavua as we got to Mammon. Intermediate position, Samidah Reis, Shavua did throw attack a right. But the Rabbanon, they didn't want to recognize Migash after the Mishavua. So then we were up for 3 days. Either the Migdal Ftur Lishvua, we don't say at all, for whatever reason which we don't know yet, or the Migdal Ftur Lishvua, we say down the line, either because Shvua itself is Mammon, or because we don't say the Shvua Mammon, and it's immediately that Mitraise Migdal Ftur Lishvua, we say Ram Mitrabana. But if that's the case, if sort of dealing with the Rabbanon, then the reference to Shvuah Sashomu, which certainly is the Reise, becomes problematic. The Taz has what I believe to be another answer, which I fully identify with, if I understand it correctly. The Tamas Ma. כאשר עמד איתה בצמרי בית סמין גדולהייצי, עצמה זה לא פעם מיגז, היא אומרים מייצי מומן. But if סמין גדולהייצי works, so apparently, it says מומן is not the issue. That's his cash. What's what he says? Refen you to Tiatam, דאפתי סברה טובה מכוח המיגו שטענותו האמת, כמו כל מדי אפשר לבירור מבארינן, כיוון שיש לומר שידי שבועה יפרוש, אנו עושים כן. דוגמה לדבר, תזיר בטעות בכל מקום, כל היחד יכול לברר, לא סמכין הרובי, כמו שכדר מרדכי, what the Taz says over here is something else. So since we can be mevarer, so why rely upon this if we have a better bill? So let's assume the Migdal is some kind of a bill. For argument's sake. Should we assume a better bill? So if you can be mevarer, why not? And he refers you, again, expanding the territory with which we're dealing, to other halachas where you can be vary and vary. To what extent do you say this halacha to the regular vary should be vary, don't let anything else? So here, the different deus amongst Paiski. We got the Roy, which he talks about over here. That's the famous Ramban Chul, it depends with the Mir Tamatsu and Shein Amatsu. The Mir Tamatsu, he could be Varel, and Shein Amatsu, he could be Varel. But the famous Ramban says, Reye, he said, Ramban, Ramban, Reye is Shkich, and Mir Tamatsu, so you have to check. The other famous, you don't have to check. Implicit in the tools, in the Taz's has built, the assumption, either that this is a mute Hamatsui, if we have to check it out, or that once in principle we find cases in which you have to mevara, the Matsui and the Matsui is not the only criteria. In the Surah, maybe that's the criteria in the moment, so even me, Shein Matsui also have to check out. But if this is the case, as the Taz asks against the Sma, what's about Migdal HaHeitzi? There you don't have a problem. So every other kind of Bilu, Every people that you could have, you have. Mammon, Koradom Heuchimomarakaroi. Koradoshi is a machine that the good guy, you go with someone always. Why do you quite, Koradim, you quite wish you would? So apparently, according to the Taz, the answer is no, in areas where there is no Shavua, we don't defend the Shavua, not the Mivana. It's an artificial kind of Bible. But in an area where there is a Shavua, if you want to dispense with the Shavua because of Mivana, because of the Migur, so we say, wait a minute, this is an area where the Birurim, the standard of Birur is Shavua. And this Migur doesn't supply the goods. But in Kozer, of course, the Chiddush. I mentioned over here with the Atroi, whether you're required to check, if you can check or not, in Yisurim. You got the Sfex Fake, the Deis of the Roshenim, you're required to check it out. You got the Chazok, the Mam Chlobi, and Psochim, the Abdallah, there's a whole discussion, but several of these, and later, personally, I'm much deal with it. My understanding of this, I don't know whether it's what the Taz intended, is different. Not based on Aloch Yechir Olavarev, Aloch Yechir, etc. My understanding is that, in effect, over here, we don't rely upon the Migur because the stakes are asymmetrical. In the ordinary case, forget about Migur. In the term of the two studies, either one, whatever happens, one picks up all the marbles. Either the Nitro wins or Tver wins. Whatever, however the entire is resolved. But you got so big enough, if big enough to be Mammon, if you invoke the Migur and rely upon it, let's say the Nitro has the Migur. So he wins everything, he doesn't pay a nickel. Double life of the Migas Fakeld, so the Tver picks up everything. Here you have a kind of intermediate situation whereby the stakes are not equal stakes to the Tutsnodim. For the person who, for the, if you deal with Shavua, so for one side, the question is the moment. If he doesn't have the Shavua, you'll have to pay. The other side, what's the issue? The question of Shavua. Mammon won't have to give in any event, but Shavua has to give if we don't rely upon the Migur. Where you have that kind of lack of symmetry, here we don't rely upon Migur. Migur is where the stakes are the same on both sides. You can't have some kind of compromise solutions, if it were, then we invoke Migur. Where we have another alternative without invoking Migur to leave the Shavua in place, for that Migur doesn't work. And that still requires some explanation as to why it shouldn't work, so if there's a lack of Migur. But I think this, but it's different with the Taz. The Taz says this in some, it's one detail, the application of general principle of Birurim. You don't rely upon lesser Birurim, we can have better Birurim. You don't require upon Roy, where you can determine, in fact, on the ground what happened. I don't take this to be something which relates to Birurim in general, even if that were to our case to Birurim. But in Migur, this reliance upon something which is hypothetical, what he could have done, he didn't, nobody's telling what he could have done it. That I think is only where, as I've said, the stakes are similar, not otherwise. The Sivis has in Simon Kofres towards the end, in Sikon Kofres, Simon Beis, he has another understanding limitation, which is why I also identify. But that brings us back to the issues, what kind of Shavua we're talking about, what the effects of the Shavua, what the stakes are. We'll leave that with you for next time. We'll start with the next time is to finish the Migur after the Shavua. Complement that, what we discussed so far as to why it should not be, where the second issue of Migdal got to Migdal De'Aza. Many of the Shanim assume that Migdal De'Aza does not work. We got to Mammon. Migdal De'Aza works, we got to Mammon. And regular Migdal works to the God to Shavuot. The combination of Migdal De'Aza does not work for Shavuot. Quite a question of Manavshik. If with God to Shavuot, Migdal alone works, so why should Migdal De'Aza work? If not, Migdal De'Aza is not a good Migdal. It's not a good Migdal. Why does it work against the moment? Why does the juncture of the two, why does it matter worse? This will necessitate a review of what the problem of Migdal De'Aza is, what the different levels of the Azar approach that the Iran discussed, and we'll deal also, we've not done yet today, but to come back to questions of what the nature of Migdal is, which capacity it works, and this affects Shavuot as opposed to Mammon. Another point I want to give attention to is when you say Migdal Aftur Mishavuot doesn't work. It means it doesn't work at all, but it works partially. Would you say, still say mitoch if he has a migdal? Or do we hear say, wait a minute, Rosh Tain is, if you ever say migdal after Shavuot, because Shavuot is moment. So let's take Shavuot and castrate it. Can't be mama, you won't swear, you won't pay. Then the only question is whether you have to swear, not whether you have to pay. Then we can come back to the Rebbe Gash, the Rebbe Shur doesn't work. And we have to deal with the taste of the dummy. Once we've done with that, there's one other sugi which is marginal in this respect. We'll try to take it up nonetheless. And this is the problem. Mashkin. So as the Mashkin, as the Migdal, that's what it does for what he swears. It's not discussed in the Shem here, but all the Shem we talk about over here. I very much hope that we can finish up the whole range of these issues next time and then move on to the Baal Nizam.
Sorry, I never had a chance to prepare them.
Okay.
That's the question about the available. I'm a little confused. There's a lot of opinion there.
Let me come down with you up there.
Pardon?
This can't be ready for me, sir.
I'll walk around.
What did you start to say?
In Dini Avelu, there seems to be some halakhos that the Zalma and the Shukranach and the Medrash Rishonim say aren't noed. They don't give any explanation as to why exactly the Dini aren't noed. I understand a lot of the societal, but I'm just wondering how a person approaches the Gemara. There's a parish Gemara, you know, Menayim Yisrael Kharosh, Menayim, you know, Talitha Sakate, whatever the Dini are, and then suddenly the